Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Kathy Simmons of NCBA joining us in just a moment.
Power, productivity, and versatility. You'll find it all at P&K with the John Deere 5045E. This tractor's got 50 engine horsepower and is packed full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Whether you're mowing, baling, or feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. The two-wheel drive 5045E starts at just $179 a month. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/1/17. Subject to improved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details, terms and conditions, exclusions and limitations apply.
Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977. We're a little over 50 days into the veterinary feed directive being in place by the Food and Drug Administration. The cattle industry, the pork industry, the poultry industry, working with veterinarians to get this done. Dr. Kathy Simmons is the Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She believes things are going fairly well thus far.
I think it's been a transition. Certainly it's been a change in how we obtain antimicrobial agents in feed. Just a little review for those who may not know what we're speaking about. We're talking about the Food and Drug Administration's Guidance for Industry number 209 and 213, which were geared to remove the growth promotion labeling for the medically important antibiotics used in feed for livestock, and also put these drugs in feed, the medically important ones used in humans, under veterinary oversight. So that means that our clients, the producers or the veterinary clients now, will need to get a veterinary feed directive, very similar to a prescription but not the same, to obtain these feed grade antibiotics. So it means that the importance of having a veterinary client-patient relationship, which is defined on both the federal and the state level, a working relationship with a veterinarian, a familiarity of the veterinarian with your herd, and the ability to prescribe for that herd is essential. And I think for us as cattle producers, the idea of antimicrobial stewardship is not a new one. It's something that we have been doing. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has educational opportunities to inform our producers on best practices for antimicrobial or antibiotic use. We've had the guidelines for antibiotic use in beef producers, 14 of them in place since the late 1980s. And we just recently pulled all of our antibiotic stewardship information. That means appropriate use guidelines as well as withdrawal times and how to avoid volatile residues in meat by withdrawing the antibiotic for a certain given period of time before you sell the animal. We put all those guidelines in a manual that is available on our BQA website, bqa.org. So we have been doing these things. We are aware of these things, and the veterinarian has been a part of the production animal team. We did a beef quality audit in 2011, and the respondents stated, 90% of them, that they had a working relationship with their veterinarian.
Veterinarian Dr. Kathy Simmons, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players of the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.